Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little,
followed by Hamish and Andy. This is Carrie and Tommy.
We're back.
We are here. And I am so sorry, guys. I had to wax my bikini line before we started. And there was a few more stray hairs than they anticipated.
That you had to catch.
They have really gone to work down there, and I thank them for it.
I'm glad we're back because we have to talk about this issue.
Okay.
And I don't understand this issue, so we need the people to help.
Yes.
And I was stressed we weren't going to get to it.
Here's what's happening for those who don't know. I'm in love and we've never met each other and I think maybe she's not a real person and I think I'm being catfished online.
Now, I didn't even know what the word catfish meant.
So,
what does catfish mean?
You never saw the movie?
No.
So the term catfish came from the movie.
Called Catfish.
Catfish. Which is about someone who poses online as it's you. It can be as just someone else, but it's usually an attractive young lady who then meets a guy
and then
someone
tries to
else.
Milk you for money or something.
So anything like that, or just starts like an online kind of relationship. But actually, it's a totally different person.
For what purpose? What do they get out of it if it's not money?
It could also be that person. So there's a famous Casey Donovan, famously got catfished.
Oh, that's right. She thought she was talking to a man, and another woman or something.
That was a young woman
that's
who
right.
and that young woman was actually in love with her, so she pretended to be this man to get close to her because she knew she wasn't interested in being with a young woman.
Okay, so reverse a few steps here. So you've met somebody
online.
You've met online.
Yes. Random person started messaging me out of the blue.
On what forum?
One of them.
Why are you being weird?
Okay, I don't know why now I'm stopping. Instagram.
Okay. So somebody's come to you on Instagram.
Yes.
And you've started
she sent me a private message. And really funny.
Do you have to know, like, anyone can send you a private message even if they don't know who you are?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And
really funny.
Really funny and stunning. And I thought, I was like, too stunning. Do you know what I mean?
Oh.
It's like, I'm arrogant, but like, like even I was like, nah, come on.
Okay, so then you've been going back and forth.
Yes.
And it's been going well?
And this has happened to me before.
You've been catfished before?
I've been catfished before.
Okay, well, then this is looking more and more like... Did it go along the same line?
It was really obvious the last time.
Okay, so what's giving it away this time that you think you're being catfished?
Just that I don't think someone that gorgeous just goes and messages
are
random.
Is this whole segment just fishing for compliments? Can we get to the actual crux of this? Because do you want me to say you're hot and she does like...
That's what I was going for. Buzz, play a song. No. she lives away. Like, I was like, hey, because we messaged back and forth. And it was really funny. I thought, this is great. I thought, hey, let's catch up.
Yeah.
And have a coffee and see if we actually like each other.
Great.
No, I can't. I live a fair way away.
How far is a fair way away?
Country, 2 hours away.
Not another country, just in the country. She's not in India or something.
No. Well, although I do suspect it is a 70-year-old Pakistani man behind all this.
Okay, so she couldn't catch up. Oh, she mysteriously doesn't live near you.
Yes.
Okay.
And then she goes, but I do come to the city every now and then.
Awesome.
Great. Right? And then he said, I'm coming to the city.
Oh,
and I said,
awesome.
Oh, great. And I said, oh, well, we can catch a coffee when you come to the city. Oh, I couldn't possibly. Work back to back to back to back to back.
But she hasn't gone cold because she's still messaging. So it's not like she's just lost interest and stopped messaging.
Yes. And my mates have offered solutions, but I don't think they're
what
helpful.
What are their solutions?
They're like, get her to send a photo of her holding today's newspaper.
I love that.
And I'm like, that's okay, it's a great idea because that proves that someone is, you know, real.
Yeah.
But that's very hard to casually ask someone to do.
Has she sent you any pictures and stuff? Have you seen it? Yes, but never in it.
So they're like scenery photos.
She's never sent something of her in it.
No, that's what I mean. So that's a real typical catfish move. So I've heard from people who've been catfished.
Right. But the problem is you're in love.
I am such a loser.
Oh, you are. You like her.
No, I'm just I've just had the moment of realization. I've heard it all back, what I've just been saying. And I'm a pathetic specimen of a human.
I'm sure it's not the first time, though. other people have had this happen. Mate, don't get sad. Like,
you know when you know. You know when you're like, there's 90, like, I'm 90% sure it's fake.
No, I reckon it's real.
But then there's 10%. No. Even on that slight off chance, I'm like, if it is real.
I think maybe someone just isn't as forthright and, you know, doesn't want to get into it as quickly as you do. I think that's what's going on.
Or someone is madly working out how to transform a 70-year-old Pakistani man into a young, attractive woman.
I really want to be there when you do catch up, though. Have you suggested going to her since she lives far away?
I have, many times. That was the other thing. Yeah, many times.
And No. There's reasons. I reckon she's real.
Well, here's what I want to know.
Yep.
Have you ever been catfished?
Well, we just do a poll. Is she real or not?
No. No, that just opens the floodgates for people calling me a loser. Which I have enough of. Give us a call and tell us.
I need to see what this girl, this Pakistani man looks like.
131060. Are you being catfish? We'll take your calls next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
131060. Taking your calls because, Tommy, you've been catfished, you think.
Well, I'm not too sure.
You're in love with a woman that you don't think's real.
I'm in love with a woman that I've never met and I don't think's real. And now I'm having a field day on
Instagram.
Well, I'm having a quarter-life crisis because I'm aware of how much of a loser I sound like. But the great thing is, thank you to all the people who are now messaging me on Instagram. You're not a loser. Oh, that's one of the nicer ones. Listening to the show, yes, you're right, total loser. That's a good one. Hey, good looking, want to catch up and see if we actually like each other. That's from Benjamin Peterson. Thank you, mate. Shouldn't have gone with a full name, and I regret that. Sorry there, Ben, but you're a stunning looking unit. And he's just deleted that message.
Oh, my God, the world of you is just crazy.
Hey, this is not bad. I may not be as pretty as the girl you're currently talking about, but I'd go for a coffee with you any day.
Oh, nah, she's nice.
She's pretty gorgeous too.
All right, let's ask Nick. Nick in Melbourne, have you been catfished? Are you there? Are you catfishing us now?
What happened?
Oh, I was inboxing and texting this chick to catch up, talk to her and catch up and that kind of stuff. I was on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, great, okay.
And then I was, ended up going to catch up with her and that kind of stuff and text her to see where she was and had a look. And, yeah, no, she wasn't the person she was in the photo. So I done the old, sorry, I've got an emergency phone call. Something's going on with my family. I'll catch you next time.
So when you say she wasn't the person she was in the photo, do you just mean she wasn't as cute? Yeah, or do you mean it was, you know, you were meant to meet up with a young girl and you got an old man?
No, she was, wasn't the person that, like, she didn't look like exactly like the person in the photo. And she was a bit of a large girl too, which doesn't bother me. But I mean, just the fact that, like, it was a lie. Instead of being truthful, it just lied, which I mean, a bit.
You're right, Buzz, and good on you, Buzz, as a larger woman yourself. You're looking after the rest of the crew.
I think Nick was talking about me, to be honest.
That's just not liking what rocks up to your date.
I think there's a bit going on there.
Yeah. okay, there's not a lot of promising calls here, to be honest.
What's going on? Oh, yeah, only wanted money for photos. Hey, that is another reason why people catfish.
Why?
So they start a relationship with you, right, online, and then they'll go, and it will just be them posting a model's photos.
Right.
And then they'll go, hey, I'll send you a photo of showing you a bit more in exchange for money.
Oh.
And then you start, you know.
And knowing you'd pay that too.
How much?
Can I see this? What this gorgeous girl looks like?
Yes.
Right. She is amazing.
No.
You were definitely being catfished.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. What? Father's Day gifts live at Myer. So shop in store or online.
Aussie dads.
Dads around Australia.
We need your advice. Dadvice. Give us your dadvice.
And you can win cash.
Hard to believe Father's Day. It is this Sunday. Visit Myer to find the perfect gift for your dad. And today is actually the last day you can register to score him $1,000 to spend there. You just got to go to hit.com.au, just like Amy in Sydney has. Hello, Amy.
Hi.
How are you going, Amy?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, there's been a theme to our dad vice over the last few days. The first dad vice was, if your undies get dirty and you run out, just turn them inside out. Mm. And then the advice yesterday from a dad was never trust a fart. I feel like, Amy, you may be about to lift the bar a little bit for us. Is that
now
true?
Now that I think of it, those two bits of advice could have come one after the other.
That's true. But the
what
other
did
thing
your
is,
dad
it's generally
used to say?
Bad advice that our dads are giving us, isn't it?
Well, when it comes to those two things, yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
What did your dad used to tell
you,
Amy?
Well, let me tell you the worst advice my dad ever gave me. Basically, I'd moved into my first house and I needed some stuff done around the house, and his advice was to be an adult, save money and do the little jobs myself. So I needed my gutters painted, and he was happy to bring the ladder around for me to use, but he sat there and watched me paint my own gutters. And I overstepped the ladder, fell off, and ended up in hospital for weeks with a fractured pelvis and a broken arm.
And, wow.
And did you get back and were your gutters freshly painted?
They were painted, he painted them, yeah.
Dad was feeling bad.
Yeah, he definitely was.
I can't believe
he
sat and washed.
I know.
He was just trying to get me to grow up.
Yeah.
Well, he did in a way.
Well, not really. They pretty much had to wash me and do everything for me for weeks after that.
Who does your gutters for you now?
Yeah, my dad.
Yeah. And congratulations. $1,000 is all yours.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
You are more than welcome.
I don't know. What would you get a dad that...
Oh, I reckon for $1,000 you could buy him a better attitude and he could just help you.
Hey, today, very last day to register for Carrie and Tommy's Dad Advice as well. Hit.com.au will continue giving away $1,000 to spend there tomorrow.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
From Melbourne's mean streets.
You could say this was the murder we missed.
A story you'll have to hear to believe.
He said he was a 200-year-old vampire.
Why was Shang Chakra's abbot gunned down before giving evidence?
Two men shot him down. It's a mystery within a mystery within a mystery.
Listen now to this untold true crime story from Adam Shand. The Trials of the Vampire at podcast1.com.au or download the app.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So I went away on the weekend.
Yes, you did.
And it's a great weekend. But as I was going, we went on a bit of a walk while we were away on this weekend.
I thought you fought a little bit. I didn't know it was all great. I thought you had a few fights. Okay, sorry. I didn't know. Again, you've got to tell me which bits are off air and which bits are on air.
Okay. Don't you find that though when you go on holidays? The first little bit, you're like, well, what am I talking about? You're being catfish. You don't know what you're doing.
I'm having fights with someone that's not actually existing. So, you know, glass houses.
Anyway, I discovered something on my weekend away and I don't know how to feel about it.
Okay. Was it that you want a new partner? Okay, I'm not sure. Sorry. Yes, okay. Sorry.
I discovered that I am becoming my mother. Know that over time we, you know, pick up traits, but it's next level and it's all the time. So I discovered this as we were going on a walk. We're on a walk and we walked past these people and I went, how hot is it, hey? And they didn't respond and I kept walking.
Just a complete random walking the other way.
Then we walked a little further and another couple walked past. I said, oh, it's beautiful out here, isn't it? And I was like, why are you talking to these people? Then I came across a woman carrying a baby in a Bjorn, and I stopped to talk to the baby in the Bjorn and said to the mother, oh, you're amazing taking her up this big hill, aren't you? And she looked at me and I was like, why isn't she talking to me back? And then I thought, that's because I don't know her. Why am I talking to randoms?
You're one step away from the crazy bloke on the bus.
I am.
You know, and then I realised that. Like, hello.
Yes.
Hello.
But that's what I grew up with. Everywhere I went, Mum would talk to people. And I'd be like, do we know those people? Oh, we don't know those people. I don't remember those people. Were they from church? No, I didn't see them. Where? Oh, no, we don't know them.
She's chatting to randoms.
Chatting to randoms. Then, as I was sitting at dinner, this could explain one of our fights, I noticed Chris sort of nod off during one of my conversation. And he said, do you know there's far too much detail in your stories?
Oh, whoa.
And I said, what do you mean? And he goes, that's what your mum does. She's like, and I've noticed it's what my mum does. She'll be telling a story and she'll go, you know, we're down the street. I don't know if we're on the left side or the right side. I think it was about 12:30. No, actually, it might have been 12:42. Why do I need to know that information?
Yeah.
I've become that person.
I reckon that's a universal mum thing. My mum does that with side details and then becomes so hung up on the side details. She's like, anyway, I saw your friend Ross the other day. He was wearing, hang on, was he wearing a green jumper or a red jumper? Oh, you know what? I'll call his mum. I'll call Rhonda. I'll give her a call. And then she come back an hour later and she's like, Ross was wearing a green jumper. And I'm just like, what?
Do I don't care.
Yes.
But then as we went to went out, we got all the way to, as we went to went out.
No, I get it. English, still worked.
Got all the way just before about to get to the dinner restaurant. I went, oh, I've got a duck back. I forgot my cardi.
My cardi.
I'm carrying a cardigan around.
I forgot my cardi.
My cardi. I haven't worn a cardi like since I was 19.
Oh, I've got a duck back. I forgot my knitting needles and wool.
And then to top it off, I was at breakfast and I ordered a cup of tea, right? And it came in a mug and I asked them to replace it for like a fine bone cup because I don't like drinking tea out of mugs. And growing up, my mum used to always say, you can only drink a good cup of tea, only comes in fine bone china. And I used to think, what a complete wanker. I've become that person.
I mean, I could have told you a wanker long before this weekend, but you can't do that. All the others are fine. You can't insist on fine bone china.
I can't insist on it. I can't start randomly talking to people on walks.
I think that's adorable.
Oh, it's not. If you were with me, you wouldn't have found it adorable.
I would, because I'd be like,
oh. Hurry up, love, keep walking.
I'd be going, finally, Bickmore, shut her trap to me and is speaking to someone else.
Anyway, I want to speak to people that have noticed they're becoming their parents.
Yeah, great.
They've just had a look back at themselves and gone, oh, my God, I'm that person.
Yeah.
I am my dad.
It's very easy to do. I often start getting the slipping of people's names. Like movie stars' names, and my mum is an absolute Monty for that, and I've started to already slip into that.
You know what my mum actually does? So say she'd met you once before and she couldn't quite remember your name, rather than pretending, like I go, mate, or hey.
Buddy, champion.
How you going? Legend. She'll go to you, for example, she'll stab it. Hi, Tim, how are you? You'll be like, Tom, yeah, Tim. Like, she just doesn't care.
And I'd just accept it too. I wouldn't correct
people
her.
People do. I'm watch like, okay, people I'm who Tim aren't now. Called that go, hi, Jenny.
Yeah. Carrie and Tim.
Anyway, 131060, give us a call if you're becoming your parent.
Great.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
131060, we'd love to hear from you if you think you're turning into your mother.
I'm becoming my mum. I wear my pants right up underneath my boobs. I talk to strangers.
I didn't think you were meant to pull your pants. I thought you were meant to let your boobs come down to your pants.
whatever you call it.
Either way,
it,
they're
that's
meeting.
That's what I'm doing.
Right.
They're meeting. I'm sucked in and feeling good. And yes. I'm with my cardi on.
Hey, you know the male equivalent to that is just stop wearing jocks. Oh. Old men just rock around in shorts with nothing underneath.
Is that what Karl Stefanovic did the other day? Because I saw some pictures of his and I don't think he was wearing any jocks.
Mate, you are too obsessed with that man's crutch. Let's go to the phones. Ashley from Griffith. Are you turning into your mum?
Yes, I am. It's terrible. My mum feels the need to narrate and nitpick all these little details in movies and TV shows, and I'm finding myself doing the same exact thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you find my mum does this thing where as soon as the movie starts, literally the first head she'll see, she'll go, who's that guy?
Yeah.
What's he doing? And you're like, Mum, I've been watching for the same amount of time as you. We haven't all gathered and had a meeting for an hour where we've watched a pre-movie bit. Now you've come in late. She's like, is he going to do the crime? I'm like, oh, no, Mum.
We've got Olivia on the line from Brisbane. Olivia, are you becoming your mum?
Yes. When I was younger, when we'd go out for dinner, my mum would always, like, if someone's meal wasn't brought out properly, she'd always complain and get them to take it back. And I used to be so embarrassed. And now if my friend's food hasn't come out properly, I seem to be the person that pulls the waitress up and says, sorry, this is wrong. Oh. And when you go grocery shopping, like she used to always get them to put her groceries in certain bags.
Yeah, well,
like,
so they should though. Olivia.
Well, like I certain mean, things, just... yeah. Just, I'm like, why can't you do it, Mum? And I now mean, I'm that person.
Olivia, knowing how much that embarrassed you though at the restaurant, are you still happy to do it? Because I'm the same as you were back in the day. If I can't even change the order. Yep, if they give me the completely wrong dish, I'm
you
like,
say, thank you so much.
Oh, that's good.
Delicious.
Yeah, it's good. Great, thanks.
Yeah, I used to be like that all the time, and now I'm like, no, I'm just like, that's not what you ordered. And they're like, no, it's fine. I'm like, no, don't worry about it. I'll go get it for you.
And then it's them that have to put up with it because you're changing their dish and they're sitting there going, great, now my burger's got spit in it, guaranteed.
Let's finish with Shane. Shane, I'm guessing you're not becoming your mum, are you becoming your dad?
Yeah, I'm turning to my dad. I just found like my dad's a really like normal male person, doesn't want to see like anyone to see him cry. He once stuck a pitchfork through his foot and didn't say a word, walked straight inside. But then I caught him trying
to... Just put the look on Carrie's face, Shane. We need to specify, not deliberately, right?
Oh, no, he was aerating the soil, apparently, with a pitchfork. So,
it was an accident.
Yeah, definitely an accident, yeah.
Sure, good, yeah. So you put the pitchfork through his foot and didn't cry. Did you? And you saw him cry where?
He was crying while watching Backyard Blitz. a single tear going down, and then I've noticed recently I've been getting a little bit older, and I've been crying at really strange TV shows as well, especially while watching The Chase. And they got caught at the end, and I had a single tear rolling down my street.
Shame. These are all good qualities, though.
Oh, yeah, he's sensitive.
Sensitive new age guy.
Yeah, it is weird things that set you off.
Yeah.
That's
The Chase.
Yeah, Chase. My dad was always sports, the same. Dad never cried.
Oh, but when then someone sports, wins.
Someone wins, even someone loses. No. Someone just does their best. I'm like, Dad, are you crying? No, there's something in both my eyes.
There's a pitchfork in my foot.
The pollen.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Guys, the party of the year, R&B Fridays Live 2017. Are we excited?
Oh, Craig Davis.
Oh. Gosh, I mean, what dance moves are you going to pull out? Because a lot of people are talking about the acts on stage, but I think some of the real highlights are going to be on the DF and you just cutting up a rug.
Remind me to tell you tomorrow about the Rihanna dance class I went to last night. Might pull out some of those moves.
Really? Mm.
Sorry, okay. Buzz, as you were.
That's Buzz, all right. The lineup, massive.
What dance moves are you going to pull out, Buzz?
I can't dance, so I just do the whole, you know, when you just drop it. I don't know. That's not twerking, is it?
You just drop it.
Just move to the music. There's going to be Neo, Sean Paul, Kelly Rowland.
Just move to it.
Guys, I am the whitest kid in the world. to check out if it's sold out in your area, make sure you head to frontiertouring.com or you can win them with us. Just register now at hit.com.au. Guys, another fun show.
Drop it like it's hot.
Drop it, Buzz. Drop it.
I'm not dropping anything except for Hamish and Andy. They are next. Good one. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one. Bye.
The Carrie and Tommy Catch Up is ready to podcast now on Radio App or iTunes.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram @CarrieTommyShow.